God, I thank you for your spirit of wisdom, and I thank you for your spirit of revelation. God, I thank you for grace. I thank you for the grace of God right now. I march boldly to the throne room of grace, and I receive that power from on high. God, I receive the angels. I acknowledge reality, Lord, that the angels are here as ministry spirits of fire sent to minister to those who inherit salvation. Hallelujah. Shabbat. Thank you, Father, for the goodies. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for your life, God. Thank you for cameras, God. I thank you for my car. Thank you for Walmart parking lots. Hallelujah. Jesus. More peace, Lord. More peace. More peace. God, right now you need to pass everybody's understanding. Pass everybody's understanding, Holy Spirit, Shabbat. Bring us all deeper into the Father's heart. The deeper we go into the Father's heart, the deeper we can reflect the deep things of God through our surrendered life. God, I thank you for the ability to surrender everything now. All the idols in my heart, God, just put them on an altar and let them all burn in Jesus' name. I put myself on the altar. Let me burn in Jesus' name. I put my soul on the altar. Let it burn in Jesus' name. I put my spirit on the altar. Let it burn in Jesus' name. Everything that's in Jesus' name, let it be burned. So that only the eternal things can remain. All worthless Shabbat. Wow. Shabbat. The fear of the Lord is clean. The fear of the Lord is pure. Yeah, God, just burn up everything that's not clean and that's not pure so that we can be refined in your holy fire, God. Holy Shabbat. Refine our hearts, God, so that we can reflect you in the way you are so that when people look at us, the body of Christ, that they will see that we are the body of Christ. They'll see Christ. Hallelujah. We're not like a clone trying to look like Jesus, but we're surrendered vessels reflecting Jesus. Hallelujah. How else are we supposed to be the light of the world if the light ain't shining through our world? You are our world, Lord. Let your light shine through our hearts. Put your searchlight upon us, God. If there's anything of darkness in us, let it just be burned up now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Did I press record? Whatever. Whatever. Hallelujah. God, I thank you for... Look at that. That's Nestle's pure life. I don't know if you can see it. Pure life. That's what I want, God. I put some orange juice in there. I love the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. It's good to have the river of life. No, but you need to have, like, you know, that's the washing the water of the word, but you need to have the intoxication of the fruits of righteousness, the intoxication of his love bleeding through your heart. Hallelujah. Oh, the more you taste, the more you'll see the fruits of his righteousness. It's not my righteousness, right? Nor your righteousness. We've all seen how good that can be. It's like, it's not very good at all. It's just filthy rags and dead works. Oh, the way to go is just Yahweh. Just lay on the fire and let him burn up all that self-effort and dead works and everything that we try to do for God. Just let it all burn up, God, so that you can just do it. Have your way through your body. Your will be done, God. On earth as it is in heaven. Let your will be done. Because when I try to do your will apart from your will, It just makes a big mess. Hallelujah. Shabba, I just wanted to make a quick video to have a quick drink of the gospel. It's the good news of Jesus. The good news of the Holy Spirit. We get to receive the same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead as a free gift, living inside you, living inside me, the temples of the Holy Ghost. We get to enter into the Holy of Holies, the most holy place, through love. Not our love, but because God first loved us, we receive His love and enter through the blood of Jesus into the most holy place. And we receive His love. And that's where we're changed into the image of God. Because God is love. You just go through that first love gate and just receive. And then you just get transfigured into His image. The more you can rest and stay there, the longer you can stay there, is the more you'll be changed into His image. The more that you're not distracted by the world, the more the world won't shape your image. But you're just distracted by the glory of God. You take on His image. And then you could be like that burning bush to distract the world to come to Jesus. I see men like trees, the blind guy said, right? Well, come on, we're supposed to be like trees of life. Hallelujah. Jesus is a life-giving spirit, and we're made in His image to give His life through our spirit to open the eyes of the blind. And everyone's been blinded by the enemy. Even Jesus said, He's the God of this world or something like that. For now, until the sons of God manifest Christ into all the world, so that the waters will cover this, the living waters of heaven will cover the seas of humanity. It'll be on earth as it is in heaven. And all of humanity will taste and see God. They'll drink of His love, drink of His presence. They'll prophesy and they'll speak the things that they're seeing. And then that reality will come and manifest into the earth realm. Hallelujah. That is good news. Full of glory, the world. For God so loved the world that He gave Jesus. And then Jesus gave Himself for us to bring many sons into glory, to manifest that glory into the whole earth. The earth is crying out for the manifestations of the sons of God, because it loves the glory. It misses the glory. The world misses the glory. That's what the world had before sin came into the world. It was all in the glory, because God created the world through His glory. God created the world by His Spirit. And hallelujah, that the world knows that Spirit. The world knows that it remembers, it's missing something. And the sons of God are going to restore it on earth as it is in heaven. Because there's no lack of glory in heaven. That's why we're here, is to manifest the glory on the earth. So how do you manifest the glory on the earth, you might ask? Well, from the keys that I've learned, I just speak what we know and repeat what we hear our Father saying. We speak that what we do know. We know Him, and we speak of what we see in heaven. So we obviously, first of all, we need to have our eyes opened. We need to have our heart open for the rivers of living water to flow through. We need to have our mind, the mind of Christ. It's like a portal wide open to receive revelation from God and to release the revelation from God clearly. So it's no longer us living anymore, but it's God living us through us. Okay, it's God living through us. Whew, shaka. It's God, the glory realm, God, the spirit of life, the shaka, the deepest place that you've ever come into worship where the tears roll down, He comes rolling through your spirit and fills the earth. I remember just kneeling down on my chairs, just weeping like many times. I was like, God, how am I supposed to reflect You? There's all these people here in darkness around me, and I'm here to reflect you. That was my job. He gave me a job to send me. I asked him to send me to the darkest places, like, on the earth. And to shine your light. Shine his light. And he sent me to some pretty dark place. He sent me to church. No, he sent me to the street churches and other places, and I just to be myself in Christ. That's what you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be yourself in God. It's not you who's living, but it's Christ living through you. So whenever someone tries to bind you in shackles and chains with scriptures or, you know, religious spirits, just know that's not your Father. Your Father is for freedom that Christ has set us free. It's for freedom. That freedom in Christ, that realm that comes when you worship God in the Spirit and truth. That realm that comes when you open your heart and there's two or three gathered in His name. We're in His name. There's no bondage in His name. There's absolute freedom. There's no eggshells to walk slowly and be careful. Didn't the Bible say be careful for nothing? I think when you're in the glory, you know, it's like you're in absolute freedom. And that freedom is for freedom that He has set us free so we can walk in that. And so that, like, when the eggshells show up and you feel that, oh, I can't lift my hands because people are looking at me. What an opportunity to lift your hands. If people are looking at you and you're supposed to be the light of the world, what are we hiding from? What are we hiding our light from? You know, it's a good measuring stick to check ourselves. Like, oh, wait, I better not raise my hands because people are looking at me. I better not display Jesus because people are looking at me. I better not be too free because people are in darkness are looking at me and I can feel that darkness looking at me. Well, maybe that's the time to open up even wider so that the living waters can flow out through you. You know, you're not trying to bring people to look at you. Who cares? You're dead, right? Your life is hid with Christ in God. It's not you living anymore. It's Christ living in us, you know, the body of Christ. So, hallelujah, Shaka. This is a really good place to make videos, Walmart. Hallelujah. Father, I just thank you for Walmart. I just pray right now in Jesus' name that you just whack everyone in the Holy Spirit. No matter what they're going through or what they're in, it is for freedom that Christ has set them free. Let a realm of glory just brood through Walmart, the parking lot, the shopping place, and even in wherever we go, wherever two or three are gathered in your name. So me, myself, and I are gathered in the name of Jesus and the people around me. Hallelujah. Well, anyways, I just made a quick video to have a drink. I don't have a 5-point sermon or a 1-point sermon. I don't even have a sermon. I just have Jesus. I just have a thankful heart, which prepares the way of the Lord to come into the realms. Wherever your heart is, there your treasure will be also. But a thankful heart is an open heart, right? So it's like thankful, like a thankful heart is an open heart for God to come through from the glory realm into the natural realm and just to touch people. So it's really important to be thankful for the small things. God, I thank you for even the small breakthroughs. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for the scriptures. Thank you for a pure life. It's Jesus's life in me, the hope of glory, the manifest glory. Hallelujah, Shabbat. Hallelujah. You know, whatever the glory is manifesting in your life, that's what you should be doing. Whatever brings the strong presence of God, whatever brings a manifest presence of God into the atmosphere, that's what you should be doing and staying there as long as you can. Because that's where you'll grow and that's where people around you will grow through your life. And your reflection of God into the realm of the earth realm, people will grow from that. So the longer you can stay in that glory realm, I mean, you never have to leave. Sometimes, like the glory, it'll lift off and you'll be like, oh, where did you go, God? It's because God wants to be pursued. He wants to take you from glory to glory. So you can't always stay at one realm of glory. You got to go from glory to glory. Just like when he broke the bread with the disciples, you know, after their hearts were burning and they were walking with him on that road. And then they went and had broken bread with him and their hearts were burning. And then he disappeared right after they recognized him. So you recognized him in that form and they could follow that bread of his presence. That when you break the bread, there's a fragrance of the presence of God. When you break the bread of his presence, it's like that fragrance is what you follow. It's like how Moses followed the glory cloud. There's a glory, like the bread of his presence. You follow the presence. And you go from presence to presence, from glory to glory, from realm to realm. You know, John heard like the open door in heaven. He went up and he saw things. And then he go from glory to glory within the book of Revelation. Like one minute he's standing before Jesus. And then he's like, Jesus strengthens him. He gives him all these words to the churches. And then, you know, next thing he was in the spirit, but he was already in the spirit. And he heard behind him, the voice that was the first one. And then he heard, then he went up through a door. And then he saw things to come. He was going from different realms to different realm and glory to glory. And it's the same thing with us. It's like we go from one realm, one presence to a different realm and a deeper presence. You can go from one place of your love gate with God. You go into a deep realm with the love of God. You enter into this love gate, Holy Spirit, Shaka. And you know, the tears, the love, the peace, and you're in love with God. And then his presence, you just kind of like, whoa, where did the presence of God go? And then you put your mind and your heart and your emotions back on God. And he's right there again, but he didn't leave. It's just like he's just shifted your focus so that you can grow. You're growing in Christ. And that you're pursuing him more than the things of this world. You pursue him. And then you find yourself in a deeper place. You find yourself in the heart of God. You find yourself in different anointings. You find yourself in different realms of glory. You start seeing visions. You start hearing the audible voice of God. And you start not only just seeing the visions, you start entering into the visions. And you realize that the visions are just God's voice. That's how God speaks. He speaks like pictorial with substance to back up the pictures that he's showing you. From the beginning of the Bible to the end of the Bible, that's what people saw, visions. People heard the audible voice of God. People entered, fallen into trances and seeing visions. People would have dreams and you realize, oh wow, it's not just in the daytime when I'm awake that God can speak to me. God can speak to me in the night seasons. And then you start writing your dreams down and then the anointing hits you. And then you realize you're not only growing in hearing the voice of God, you're growing in the spirit of understanding. Because you have the spiritual understanding of what the dream was. You're getting sharpened in the spirit. And the sharper your sword gets, the more you can cut through darkness and you realize, oh my gosh, what are all these things trying to destroy me? And then you start doing warfare, but the warfare is not just your own strength. It's what you've been equipped for. Hearing the voice of God and releasing the voice of God. Everything that God brings, he will not allow you to be tempted into what, like to overpower you. He provides a way out. The way out is in him. It's going into the Holy of Holies. It's worship and just communing with God. The greatest form of warfare is just like what happened when Jesus got arrested there before Pilate, and all of the accusers are accusing him and he was silent. The greatest form of warfare is submitting yourself to God. And the enemy flees. They crucified him because he had to go through, he had to take the beating for us. But it's like the same thing with Zacchaeus when, you know, Jesus called him down from the tree and he was standing with Jesus and they're all around just murmuring at him. And he didn't pay any attention to them. Zacchaeus, remember the guy, the tax collector? All the Pharisees are murmuring around him because he's standing there in the manifest presence of Jesus. It was Jesus himself in the flesh, in the spirit too, talking with Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus is there repenting. He's like, if I've ripped anyone off, I'll pay him back fourfold. He's standing there talking to Jesus face to face with his accusers all around him. He didn't even pay them any attention because he realized the words of the living one are far more dominant than words of those Pharisees releasing death. words of the dead. He wanted words of life, because he knew what words of death produced. Just produces more Phariseeism. Doesn't produce life. Don't be distracted by the words of, like, dead Pharisee religious demons. You need to be distracted by the words of life to pull you out of that. Moses turned aside to see this great sight, and he turned aside to see a burning bush. Words of life. God's words coming through that bush, speaking to him, giving him blueprints, giving him plans from heaven. He's like, Moses, you've shepherded sheep and where you came from, but now you're going to be a deliverer. You're not going to just lead sheep. You're going to lead my people out of bondage. By revelation, by communing with me, not doing your own thing, but you're going to follow me, Moses. You're going to get your blueprints and plans from me. You're going to hear my voice and you'll obey my voice. That is your promotion. Hearing and obeying. That's the way. Jesus only did what he saw his father doing. He only said what he heard his father saying to him. So he had a relationship. That's why he had glory on his life, manifesting. No man ever spoke like this man, the people said, because he spoke God's words. His words were spirit and life. He spoke what his father spoke. And he stripped off his divinity or whatever, he came to the earth as one dependent on the Father, dependent on the Holy Spirit. He was humble. He threw off everything just to be a man. But although he's fully God, he didn't pull on that. He depended on the Holy Spirit. So as an example for us, that we depend 100% on the Holy Ghost. We depend 100% on the voice of God. And when we hear his voice, we obey. And when we obey his voice, what we've heard, we are promoted. We go from glory to glory. We get sharpened in the spirit. He becomes our armor. We're not depending on ourself anymore. We're not depending on the flesh. We're depending on the spirit. Hallelujah. And then we are finally in the way. That's the way. Jesus is the way. The way he walked on the earth and did his ministry is the same way we walk on the earth and do any form of ministry. It's all about relationship. It's all about hearing the voice of our Father and obeying and seeing the manifestation and the fruit of the Spirit coming manifesting through those words and those realities as we speak them into the earth realm. It's available for everybody. It's available for everyone who will receive Jesus Christ and be transformed by receiving him into their hearts and letting him rule and reign from that area, the heart. Deep in our spirit, man. Yeah, and we can only reflect. The deeper you go into the Father's heart, that's how deep you can reflect the depths of God. So some people reflect him in a very shallow way because they're only a little bit shallowy deep into God. A little bit more into religion. But we're coming out of religion. We're getting into the Father. We're getting into the Holy Ghost. We're getting into Jesus Christ himself to reveal the depths of God. There is no way that the earth will be covered with the waters, the living waters, unless we get into the living waters ourselves. We can't have ankle deep. I mean, we can. If you want to walk an ankle deep, that's fine. Then you'll have a little bit of trickle in your walk. If you want to go knee deep into the Father, that's fine. Go knee deep. Like, there'll be a little bit of glory. You'll be walking, you'll be leaving a trail. If you want to go waist deep, if you want to go in over your head, so it's no longer you living anymore, but you let the living waters of the rivers of life carry you, carry your spirit, man. So wherever he goes, you go too. That's the goal. That's 100-fold. That's the goal. You want to get baptized into Christ, not just a little sprinkle and a tinkle. Your whole body. You want to get in over your head because your mouth, you'll be speaking from the river of life. You'll be breathing the air of God, the river. You'll be breathing underwater. You'll be seeing through the living water of God. You'll be, your perspective, your vision, everything. You'll be hearing through the living water. You'll be hearing what the river of life is saying. Hallelujah. It won't just be your walk. It'll be your talk. Hallelujah. fully baptized and submerged into the living God. Hallelujah. So let's rewind. How do we do all this, man? How do we get in the glory? How about we surrender everything of ourselves and just get on the altar and let Him burn up everything that's us? So that's all that's left is us and Him, you know? Let the fire of God burn up all of our dead works. Let the fire of God burn up all of our religious works, religion, all the good that is in the knowledge of good and evil. That good is more deceptive than the evil, because the good is, it's religious, and it looks good, but it's absolutely wickedness, because it's apart from God. The devils are religious. What do you think? He's quoted scriptures to Jesus in the wilderness. The Pharisees all quoted scriptures. They can say the right words, but there's no spirit life. There's no Holy Spirit on it. There's no transformation. There's no change. He is the only one who can change us back into the image of God. Jesus Christ Himself. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, that manifest hope of glory. Christ in you, Christ in us, the hope of glory. Where we have the mind of Christ. It's not just any one minister or one son or one person, but we all collectively have the mind of Christ. We all have a measure of Christ. We all have a piece of the picture. And when we're all joined perfectly together in sync and perfect harmony, oh my gosh, the glory realms that manifest. I remember just sitting in meetings where everybody's, I don't know if everyone's there, but I'm pretty sure we were all in this realm of glory where you could just, I've seen people just swinging these flags. I have like tears and stuff coming out of my nose. I have my eyes closed and I'm just swinging my arms like in a group of people. I could, if I swing my arm too fast, I could punch someone in the face. And, you know, lawsuit or something, you know, but I'm swinging around. I'm so free. I didn't hit anybody. And I'm going into visions and I'm seeing like, this living water shooting out of my fingertips and watering everyone around me. What was God saying? Chris, your freedom in me is watering those around you. Keep opening wider. Open your heart wider. Just, you're worshiping me in the spirit and with your soul and with your body. Because it's all freedom. It's for freedom that Christ has set me free. I was in such a place of freedom that actually that freedom in Christ in me was setting other people free around me. And who knows if it was just me. Maybe it was the person beside me who was in such a realm of freedom that it brought freedom to me where I could help enter into that realm of freedom. Listen, people are watching you. You want to learn how to preach? Live holy. You want to learn how to teach? Your lifestyle is a living epistle. You are a living epistle read by men around you and women and children. Your whole life is an epistle. Your life is the testimony of Jesus. Your life with Jesus, Jesus coming through your life every day where you don't expect it, where you're not trying to set yourself up to do something for Him. Your daily life is an epistle of Jesus Christ Himself. Or an epistle of just the world where everyone else, oh, I've already read that story. Oh, I have that t-shirt. Oh, I've seen that. Everything we do, we have to do it with the mindset of Christ. With the perspective of our heart in Him and His heart in us. And you'll come to that place too. Well, I'm sure you've probably been there. I'm like just being free in the Holy Ghost. You know why they call them holy rollers? They'll be rolling on religious toes, man. They'll be so plastered in the Holy Ghost. In that place of intimacy with God. Where they would roll. They have to be carried to the car. That's happened to me. I'd be so drunk in the Holy Ghost from worshiping that hit the fruits of His Spirit just overwhelming me. And I'm so intoxicated on God. That my friends had to carry me out of the meetings. Because I'm hammered. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I know where the door is. But it's in the spirit. There's a natural door here too somewhere. And we get in the car and I'm being carried to the car. We sit in the car. I'm driving with my friend and I'm like so drunk. I'm like, brother, how am I going to operate the VCR to record Benny Hinn when I get home? Ah! These small little tasks, I knew I was going to struggle because I can't, I'm so heavenly reminded that my natural mind is just like, how am I going to do these small little tasks? And he's just looking at me. Oh man. And I remember opening my eyes and I'm looking at people who are just staring at me weird. Like, what? Why are these people driving so slow? Because we're driving like 5 miles an hour and I'm just hanging on to this thing. I'm laughing my face off. I want to laugh my face off so off that Jesus comes through my face. The joy of the Lord. I'm so strengthened that my friend sitting beside me, he's the one driving the car. And we're approaching a red light. And all of a sudden, like, he's very stoic. He won't take courtesy falls for anyone. And he's like, ha, ha, ha. It hit him. Why didn't it hit him in the meeting? He got the overflow through my heart just by sitting in a close proximity of what God was doing in my heart. It hit him. And he was dealing with a lot of religious stuff too, because he grew up with it. And it hit him. And he's like, ha, 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 ha. And we're driving towards the red light. And I started screaming. Like, no! I thought we're going to, if he's as plastered as me, we're going to go through a red light. And we're going to get hit by a car and lose our earth suit. So we're both screaming in the car, laughing, thinking we're going to die and be with Jesus forever, and it doesn't matter, but it sort of matters, and, you know, hallelujah, what is that? My cup overflows. You've prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You've anointed my head with oil. My head is Jesus Christ, and he's so anointed. He's dripping onto the body of Christ, and it's overflowing everywhere I go. It's just boom. It's overflowing of the people driving the car. So I'm pretty sure it's hitting the people driving by us, because they're staring at us, because we're peculiar people. A peculiar treasure of the Lord. And we have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels, and it's overflowing into the natural realm. And he didn't go through the red light. It was just all in my natural mind, because my mind of Christ was like, it was like there was this awesome exchange or something. I don't know what happened. But we stopped at the red light. We had a good laugh, and then everything kind of settled down a little bit, and I realized, like, kind of went quiet, and like we just looked at we looked at each other and like, okay, we can go now. It's a green light. Just hammered. Just filled with the Holy Spirit. And, hallelujah. That's normal. That was on earth as it is in heaven. They're not bored in heaven. It's full of glory. And listen, that's what God wants. He wants it to be on earth as it is in heaven. He wants to be able to flow through his children freely as he flows through his children in heaven. He wants to flow through his children on the earth. Why? To liberate all of creation who's come under this eggshell reality. It's like, oh, we got to be careful. We don't want to offend anybody with our freedom. Offend everybody. How about you release so much freedom that the spirit of offense that's manifesting through them gets off of them, so they can come into higher realms of glory. And they'll taste that wine of the Holy Ghost. They'll taste the fruit of His Spirit, that joy, that peace, that love, and it'll hit them. They're like, what is this? And they'll just lay on the ground laughing too. And they won't even know why they're laughing. And then when they get up, you can tell them, that was the joy of the Lord, man. That's Galatians chapter 5. It talks about the fruit of the Spirit. That's my best friend. His name is Holy Spirit. You know what? He lives inside of me, and he can live inside of you too. All you do is just receive Jesus as your Savior to deliver you from the sad demon. Hallelujah, man. Jesus is the deliverer. He delivers us from the sad demons, you know, called depression and anxiety and fretting, you know. Hallelujah. Those are the things that trap the world. We've come into a different realm. We've come into our Father's house. Hallelujah. And it's a free gift. All you do is receive Jesus Christ as your best friend, your lover, your master, your savior. And you follow him, and he leads you to green pastures. He leads you to living water where you can drink this water freely as often as you will. The kingdom of heaven is with all around you. The kingdom of God is within you. All you do is you ask and you shall receive. Seek him and you'll find him. Knock and the door of his presence will be wide open. Knock. Just keep on pounding on heaven's gate, which is Jesus. He said, I am the door. I am the gate to the, no man comes to the Father but by me. Through me, we go through Jesus and we enter into heaven on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. So you could probably tell I'm pretty excited about that, huh? I really enjoy the realities of heaven and being filled with the Spirit. And it's available for everybody, whosoever wills. So is religion. Religion is available for everybody. Hallelujah. But that's going to pass away. Hallelujah, Shabbat. Destroy this temple and in 3 days I'll raise it up, Jesus said. He spoke of the temple of his body. We're stepping into the third day now. We're being raised up in Christ to sit with him in heavenly places far above all the works of the devil. You're not going to see a sick person anymore. You're not going to see a depressed person anymore. You're not going to see anxiety in people anymore. Why? Because Jesus Christ is going to be the principality and the power of the air through your air. He's going to be the air you breathe. The things of this world are going to pass away. There's going to be a new heavens and a new earth. And it's going to come through you. The body of Christ is going to come sovereignly above and through the body of Christ who will step in to speak what they see by faith. They will attach their faith to his faith. It'll be in the substance. Hallelujah. They will hear his voice. And they will speak what they hear. They will see him as he is. Hallelujah. And it will be changed in that very same image. As we go from glory to glory. Hallelujah. We'll tell his story. I just love Jesus. Hallelujah. You guys want a scripture? Hallelujah. Some people might get mad. Well, you didn't even give us a scripture. All I did was laugh and talk about the glory of God. Hallelujah. Here, I'll read you a Bible scripture. Just to keep all the man-pleasing at bay. Have a little bit of man-pleasing to earlier. Sugar. Here, let's pick a randomly scripture here. This is Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 1. The word of the Lord came also unto me, saying, Hallelujah. There you go. I gave you a scripture. The word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Hallelujah. A lot of time, the word of the Lord is not just a scripture. It's the word of the Lord, because man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from his mouth. And when his mouth is speaking through your mouth, that's the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. When his spirit comes through your spirit, that's the word of the Lord. What did Peter say? Or what did Jesus say to Peter? Flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father in heaven. The Father didn't give him a scripture, did he? Maybe he did. He just had the revelation that Jesus is the Christ. Jesus is the Christ. That realm. That glory. Hallelujah. Let's just meditate on the glory right now. Let's just meditate on Jesus Christ himself. That peace that comes through his heart. Right to you. Through his face. That light that comes through his face. And go. He sees right through you. But all he sees is you. It's like he can be in a crowd and he's looking right through you, but all he sees is you. Let's just meditate on the Father of glory, Thank you, Father. Oh, I just love you. I love you, God. I love the glory. I love the peace. I love the shaka. I love the peace of God that passes all understanding, God. I love your testimony of Jesus being the true spirit of prophecy, that you can release this wine of the Holy Ghost right through this video to everyone. Whoever is hungry, let him eat. Let him eat the bread of life that came down from heaven to bring them up into heaven. Let him drink the blood of Jesus, the covenant, that communion, that just heart to heart, spirit to spirit, being to being, in your being, that communion, drinking the blood of Jesus, eating the flesh of the bread of his presence, God. Oh, I thank you for the goodie bag, that this is available for all. Whoever is thirsty, let him drink freely from the rivers that are flowing from the throne of God, the river of life. Whoever is thirsty, let him drink the river of life. Whoever is hungry, let them eat the bread of his presence. If you're even hungrier for more than bread, you can eat the meat of the gospel. You can eat his meat of revelation. Revelation that brings transformation in your heart to open your mind, the mind of Christ, to come through you so that you can have his mind. Heavenly thoughts, meditating on things above, not on things on the earth. If you see things on the earth, you see it through the perspective of things above, through heaven. You can watch a secular movie and get revelation downloads from God. You can look at a natural tree and just go into visions what the tree of life is like and what the spirit is like through those trees as you eat the fruit and experience that. Hallelujah. We need to go deeper. We need to step past the veil of the natural realm and into the veil, like right into the Holy of Holies, where God is there brooding through you. God is there. His heart is beating, it's pounding. It's just piercing your heart and going right through your heart. And when you leave that place, you're not actually leaving. You're carrying it with you into the earth realm and just projecting it out through your life so that people around you say, whoa, what is that? And it hits them, boom, they feel that peace. And it hits them like, oh, God is here. Yeah. You know why God is here? Because his sons are here. And the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is living and dwelling in them. In you. If we can get over ourselves, we can let himself come through us. Hallelujah. Shabbat. If you're hungry, drink. Drink that bread and eat that river of life. Hallelujah, Shabbat. Oh, Shakarababa. I remember I went to a Sozo meeting or whatever to get healed up. And this woman, she was just in the sauce. And I went in there just to release everything to God. All my hurts and sorrows. This is when I needed some patching up. Not patching up, I needed to be rewired, man, because I was messed up. And she's like, Lord, just open up a window right now in heaven. And I felt the Holy Spirit just boom, right in the room. Oh, it felt so good. And then boom, I just went into this vision. I'm like, wow, I'm in this forest in heaven. I'm looking at these flowers. They're like hundreds of feet high. I don't even know how high, how to measure it. And I'm above the flower. I'm looking at the flowers, and I'm just releasing all this stuff into this realm, because in heaven there's no darkness, there's no shadow of turning. So I'm just releasing all the stuff that's in my heart, and I'm living in heaven on the earth, and just giving God everything of darkness in this heavenly realm, because it gets obliterated. What is it? God, let your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, or in earth as it is in heaven. Well, is it as it is in heaven, there's no darkness. As it is in heaven, there's no depression. As it is in heaven, there's no anxiety. There's no torment. There's no grieving. Well, there might be if you grieve the Holy Spirit. I don't know, but I'm talking about like the, you know, demonic stuff. There's nothing like that there. It's just light, joy, bliss. You know, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Don't ever grieve the Holy Spirit. I made a video about that before. Man, that is probably the worst thing that's ever happened to me, is when I grieve the Holy Spirit. I never ever want to do that again, because I thought it was me, and I the price, I don't even want to even go down that road. You don't grieve the Holy Spirit. And you, all you have to do is basically just love God. And God's good with that. Just love God. Just walk with God. That's why we're here. God just wants to walk in you. God just wants to walk with you through the earth garden. Just like he walked with Noah. Just like he walked with Adam in the cool of the day. God wants to walk with you. You know, he walked with Adam like in the cool, you know, in the cool of the day, what, through the Garden of Eden? God wants to walk with you through the earth realm, the earth garden. You know, in the heat of battle, in the cool of the day, just in the intimacy in the chambers of your heart, just walking with God. I mean, that's all he requires of us, is just to walk with him. God wants us to be in that holy place. And these are just the overflow things that comes with walking with God, is you get really intoxicated by his love. You get his joy spills over into you. His revelation speaks through you. It speaks to you, overflows through you. Yeah, it's really good stuff. Hallelujah. I got a sandwich here today. I went with my daughter to the pumpkin patch today. We had a lot of fun. We took some pictures and we just had a lot of fun. And she didn't want to go home. Oh, actually, she did want to go home afterwards. Listen, this is a professional video. I'll have to edit out all the flaws in this video so I can be released in a very perfect way. Like, you should never chew with your mouth full. Listen, man, God can use me. He can use anybody. Hallelujah. Listen, man. God will use anybody who has their hearts wide open to him. Most of the people in the Bible are like, they're screw-ups. Like, you know, Moses was a murderer. David was an adulterer. And you go through the list. They're all imperfect. But they all have one thing in common. They wanted God. They wanted God more than their own life. Hallelujah. God, we want you more than our own life. Oh, just lay on that altar again. Burn up everything. Burn up this perfect ministry I have right now. This reminds me of the bread of his presence. Within the bread of his presence is the sweetness of God. Hallelujah. His presence goes before him. That means the presence is not the destination. Keep going. When the presence comes, keep going deeper. Keep going through the presence until you come in contact with the person. When you come in contact with the heart of God, you'll never be the same. You'll never, because you'll be more like him. And you can't go back to that fallen nature, because it's like death. It's like the more you experience his life, it's like there's nothing back there for me. I mean, there's nothing back there in the world. Like, what is there? You've tasted the glory of God. You've tasted the presence of God. You've seen his voice. You heard the words of life. There's nothing to go back to. What are we going to go back to? There's nothing. Nothing can compare to the manifest presence of God. And then when you walk through that manifest presence, you see him. And then he just goes right through you and you realize, oh my gosh, I was created. You created me for yourself. Just to be with you. Nothing I can even do. You just want to be with me. And it makes it easy. You don't have to wait till Sunday morning. You just put your hand on your heart. Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Jesus, I just want to thank you for today. Jesus, I thank you for the blood flowing through my heart right now. Let your blood come and flow through my heart right now, God. Let your spirit come and flow through me right now, God. You created me for you, so I'm created for you. Put me 100% in you right now. And shake off everything that is not of you, God. Let it just be shaken right off. Let it be fall right off. So that I am found in you. I want to be so lost in worship that I'm found in you. I want to be so lost in the realms of glory, in the presence of God, that all I can see is you. All I can hear is you. All I can speak about is you. Just 100,000% surrender to God. Everything points to God when you have eyes to see and ears to hear. Basically, you spend so much time staring at God, he's like burned in this image. So everywhere you see, all you see is God, man. You see through the God filter, you know? Reality. Hallelujah, man. All you want is God. All you see is God. I mean, you see the other stuff, but you see God before it. Because you're seeing through his eyes. You see the solutions to all the problems. It's God. You see, like, all the things going on around you in the world, and but you see it through God's eyes. He's like, oh my gosh, I love them so much. I've got to release the anointing on that. Oh, soak them in the anointing, gosh. Get them so full of the Holy Ghost that they can actually see you, God. Get them so filled with an atmosphere, a realm of glory, that they realize that that's what they were created for. They were created for good works, walking in realms of peace and glory, walking with God. Hallelujah. Oh, Shabbat. Well, I gotta go pick up my kid from school. I just decided to, I was either this or go home and from the pumpkin patch. I decided just to pray. I spent some time with Jesus and use words. God bless in my heart. God bless your face. Your alarm's gonna go off, so it's probably gonna shut off now. God bless your face, amen. Hallelujah.